Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Just a quick note before we get started with today's episode. This podcast is supported by the amazing team at TRX. Their suspension trainers are designed for pros and built for everybody to use wherever you are. I see these in high-end gyms and the homes of trainers, coaches, and fitness enthusiasts like me all over the world. The TRX app contains more than 1,000 videos to train you at your level and improve you every day. TRX is the world's most versatile, affordable, and effective gym, and we're happy and proud that they're sponsoring the Quality of Life podcast. Hello and welcome to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harreg, the youngest Arab and the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits. And today we're meeting Jamie. Jamie Mukherjee grew up on the ski slopes. By the time she was 18 years old, she was one of the world's best slope-style skiers and had won the Junior World Championship and was setting up to take part in the Olympics. When Jamie was 22, she attempted to land a jump and suffered a traumatic brain injury. Jamie has since recovered and is now a motivational speaker and director. You are a woman of incredible firsts and feats. I mean, we're going to get into the detail in the second part of this interview, but what's something you're most proud of? What's something that you're proud of the most?
That's interesting, because if you ask me this question for many years of my life, I would say one of the things I was most proud of was when the year I was at X Games, when I wanted to do a double backflip. And at the time, no women had ever done double flips. And people were saying, women can't do double flips. Their knees are too weak. Their hips are too weak. Their mind's not there. They just can't do it. And I went through and I did enough on the water ramps, which is sliding down plastic and flipping into a pool. And I trained it and I trained double backflips on the trampoline. And then after my first run, I was a little bit nervous and I overset it. So I overflipped it. So I landed on my back a little bit and I was fine, but I actually threw up a little bit. When I was nervous, I'd always throw up and was like, maybe I just shouldn't do it the second run. But then I thought about it and what my own personal best really was. And I thought about that the reason I hadn't done it was because I hadn't trusted myself. And that if I trusted myself, I'd be able to do it. And so I just needed to relax and breathe enough at the top that I was actually trusting myself, not overworking. And then I landed it and I was so excited and I broke world records. So that was an amazing thing.
Where were all the guys that were saying women can't do it? Where were they? Were they hiding once you did it? Were they hiding?
The funny thing is that the people who would say that stuff were people who wanted to accomplish things in their life. So they were the people who couldn't do it either and wanted to do it. The people who I got the most hate from competing were the want to be boy skier, want to be professional in the level below, because the ones that would travel and be professional with me who were actually doing harder tricks than I was and stuff, they were very supportive because they understood we were all putting our lives on the limit. We were all risking injury. We were all pushing and having dreams, but it was the boys who never made it. And half of them couldn't do double flips either.
I think it's lack of confidence. Most boys and men who lack confidence feel like a woman doing what they can or couldn't do it cringes on their space and in their manlyhood or whatever it is. So I know exactly, because I face similar things when it comes to that in climbing, but it has nothing to do with you. You're still a badass and you still did it and you still proved that your knees were fine, your brain was fine, your hips were fine, and you did it with pizzazz and swag. So I love that. I love that you picked that as a moment.
now, I'm still incredibly proud of that moment. But I would say now, one of the things that I am most proud of recently was after my brain injury, and my recovery process. And for years, I wanted to get back to being alive to thrive and who I was. I didn't just want to live. I didn't just want to be alive. I wanted to be alive to thrive and accomplishing things and doing things again. And after I graduated from university in 2019, I was talking with people about making a documentary about my story. And we were getting people on board, and we had people who were going to put upfront money. And then this organization that was going to help significantly with producing it and putting funds up, they were going to fly out here to Park City from Los Angeles in March of 2020, which is when everything shut down because of COVID. And they run like the X Games and other world championship sporting events. And they lost millions of dollars in intended revenue overnight. And their documentary world was put on the back burner. And so my phone was put on the back burner until I was getting married in May of 2022 at the top of the mountain that almost took my life, to the love of my life. And it was getting covered by the New York Times. They were going to be out there, and my doctor was going to be there, and all these people were going to be there. So I hired someone in documentary world to film the wedding, because I was only going to have that wedding once. And he filmed the wedding, and then we ended up making a documentary. We ended up going to film festivals last year and winning multiple awards at different film festivals. And one of my proudest moments was when I was in Italy, and our film was, I was actually specifically awarded best lead role in a film in general. And I went up on stage and gave the acceptance speech, and I got an award, and that's one of my proudest moments.
You can have both. You can mention both. It's amazing how sometimes the things that you want have a way of coming to you, not in a straight line. You've faced so many different barriers and obstacles and difficulties. You've mentioned how sometimes the men and also women sometimes in this industry or in this competition world are not the most supportive. I would love for you to share, if you're comfortable with sharing, what are some of the biggest challenges you faced in your journey?
When I was a teenager and I started competing in slopestyle skiing, which is multiple jumps and rails, and you're judged on the overall impression of your whole run, and half pipe skiing. And when I started competing in that, I got good really quickly. So prior to that, I was a ski racer, which is like going around the gates skiing. And I was a gymnast. So I had the background of skiing and gymnastics. And slopestyle and halfpipe were kind of developing and growing. And so when I got into it competing fast. And a lot of the boys at my local ski mountain back in New Hampshire, which is on the east coast of the United States, they were mean. They would take my boots and put soap in them, and they would like hang them up. So I would have to like reach up and get them. And we were also teenagers, and I'm very busty. And so they would call me J Titties, and they'd put my boots up so they would see my titties when I was like reaching up and trying to get them. And they would do things, which looking back on it now, I just kind of like ignored it. And I didn't tell anyone. Like, I didn't even tell my mom. I didn't even tell the coaches. I didn't tell anyone. But like, one of the days, one of the boys was like knocking on my door and was like, "Get out here, get out here. I have a boner and you're the only one in the house. Can you fix it? Because you're the only girl."
That's horrendous.
And looking back on it now, I'm like, that's sexual harassment.
That's harassment.
All of his friends were like laughing, and like I was very fortunate because nothing happened to me in the sense of being touched in an unwanted way. It was all verbal things that I experienced. But even so, it's not acceptable. And
many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This boy was just trying to talk to his, get attention from his friends, but that is completely unacceptable. And that's something that
unacceptable. And they got away with it because we were indoctrined to believe that this is just boy behavior and it's okay. And, if you talk about it, you'll be problematic. But no, now, thankfully, we're not in that era anymore. Thankfully, we don't live that anymore. It's not as prevalent as it is. And people are a bit more afraid. It still happens, unfortunately, but a bit more deeper and more behind closed doors. But that was a horrible thing to live, Jamie. That was terrible. That was horrible. I'm sorry you had to live through that.
There are more and more individuals when they're raising kids, like that saying, boys will be boys. It's like, so you're saying that someone can be an asshole and it's okay?
No, it's not. I don't like that saying.
No, me neither. But there's more and more women like us and our friends and people of my generation. I don't have any kids, but when they're having kids, they don't let the boys throw stuff and be like, oh, it's okay, boys will be boys. It's like, no. The men and the women of a new generation don't want to raise boys to have misbehaviors and just say it's okay because they're boys.
No. The only sentence I think when you say boys will be boys is when you know that boys grow and they go through this really icky phase of not wanting to shower, maybe that can be boys will be boys. Do you know what I mean? All boys go through this icky phase of being weird when it comes to hygiene. Most boys, that is okay because that's kind of just being rugged and whatever. But that's not, unless it's really, really icky, it's not harmful for anyone. And it's okay. And girls also have tendencies that are very girly. I don't mind that. I don't mind that there are female tendencies and male tendencies. What I don't like is hanging horrible behavior as a normal male tendency.
Yeah.
It's a flip side for females as well. I hate when they hang horrible behavior as, oh, but she's being emotional or hormonal or whatever. I'm like, excuse you, anger isn't an emotion. And it's okay for a guy to be angry, but for a female, when she's showing more soft emotion, that's emotional, but anger isn't emotion. I hate this. Mm-hmm. We're completely sidetracking, but I love that you mentioned that because a lot of people don't put it, on the forefront of what the issue is. Thankfully, Jamie, it's not as obvious and it's not as common as it was when we were growing up, thankfully. And whether we like to admit it or not, it did make us stronger people. This lack of acceptance from people, from males or females around us, has definitely made me a stronger person. I just wish they were a little bit more polite when they were critiquing or criticizing. You're an incredibly successful person in many avenues and many aspects of your life. Can you please share with our listeners, what's your mantra for success?
So one of the things I do whenever I'm nervous about something is I take some deep breaths. So breathing is a very good form for me. So deep breaths. And then something that has become, it kind of was my mantra, and then it developed and then it changed. But when I was actually recovering from the coma and I was very weak and I couldn't hike for more than 5 minutes without taking a break, My mom, the master's in psychology, she came up with the idea of looking at the view. So instead of me having to say I needed a break all the time, which was really depressing for me, I could say, hey guys, let's stop for a moment and look at the view. And it's these big, gorgeous mountains around where I live, in Salt Lake and Park City area of Utah. And there's always gorgeous views, and I would stop and look at the view. And then that turned into a metaphor when I'm feeling overwhelmed or stressed to stop and look at my current life view. And that had been a little similar because, like I said, I was raised with the belief of be your own personal best and you can live a life you love. But now I'm very conscious about moments when I'm feeling overwhelmed, taking some deep breaths and pausing and looking at the view of my current life. So like, okay, these are the good things that are happening. And these are the things that I can work on, but this is what I'm experiencing that I love. And this is what makes me happy.
Oh, absolutely. I can't even imagine the amount of strength it would take for you to overcome and come back stronger than before. So I salute you for that incredible grit. What's your outlook on your future? What's something you're excited about in the future, whether it's this year or in the next season or next couple of years?
Well, something I'm most excited for right now is as we're doing this recording, it's March 18th, and on March 23rd, so less than a week away, we have our first fundraiser and Alive to Thrive Ski Day for Mo Crazy Strong Foundation. And we're bringing back some brain injury survivors who have visible disability and thought that they would never ski again. And we're bringing them back on snow. So that's super exciting. And then we're going to this lodge, ski in, ski out luxury hotel setting. And we're screening our multi-award-winning film. We're having appetizers, games, silent and live auctions, and a full dinner.
That's awesome. I'm sad. I'm missing it. That's so cool.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. So that's what's on the front of my mind right now.
It sounds awesome. I'll be there in spirit. Before we go, what's an advice or something you'd like to share with people or someone or advice that someone told you that has really impacted you and has been a positive impact on your life?
So I would like to share as I'm leaving, like I mentioned, be your own personal best, no matter how much that changes and no matter what you are experiencing, even if that means like walking your dog, sitting on the couch is the personal best thing you can do at that time. And when you have goals, sometimes they're so big and so far away and so scary, they seem unattainable. So instead of really focusing on those far-fetched goals, those dream goals, break them down into little attainable goals. Like when I had the dream that I wanted to return to skiing after my brain injury. And at that time, I couldn't walk up any stairs by myself. That was so far away from where I currently was. So instead of thinking about the dream goal, I broke it down to little attainable goals, which one of my little attainable goals was climbing up the stairs. And so I every day would practice the stairs, and I'd have people like my sister and my mom who supported me when I needed help climbing up the stairs. But I would just set those little attainable goals and perform at my own personal best in every little attainable goal that I set. And then next thing you know, you've reached those dream goals and you've reached those accomplishments. And that allows you to accomplish way more in life than a lot of people think is possible for you to accomplish.
The most difficult step is usually the first, and everything else will follow. And I always say that even climbing something as big as Everest starts and ends with one step. So it's an incredible attestation to your soul, your spirit. Really, Jamie, incredible example of human grit and endeavor. You show by beautiful example how it's possible for you to come back from the most difficult, darkest, you know, moments of someone's life. So bravo for you. You're a great example. And thank you so much for being part of our podcast and sharing your incredible story. I am sure, in addition to me, it has inspired others.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited that we got to talk. And I know that you are celebrating Ramadan right now. So
yes.
So as soon as we're done, I believe you're going to be eating maybe.
Soon. Thank you so much. The first thing I'm going to check is where can I get a nice banana bread with honey. But thank you so much for your time. And Ramadan Kareem to you and your family. And good luck with the event.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harrag, and produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please do follow us and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And keep listening every Friday morning and Tuesdays for our mini bonus episodes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.